the odd part about it is you typically don't see number two, number three overall ranked defenses, and then they need a new head coach.
Yeah.
Like, that's what makes it so unique and so different. Like, even I'm just trying to think of past examples in my head of times this has popped up, but you don't have dominant defenses and these bad of teams. You have to have an historically bad offense in order to get fired when you have that good of a defense. Like, and the Browns had it.
Like, I feel I'm pretty realistic on Schwartz. Like, I do want to leave some of this up to him, because if he's upset with things, I can understand the business of this, right? I don't want him to go to Baltimore and become the defensive coordinator there for obvious reasons with Kevin Stefanski. That feels a little unoriginal and unauthentic by Baltimore. But, like, to some degree, I'm willing to work with Jim Schwartz here. But if Dan freaking Pitcher goes, hey, my deal breaker is Schwartz, you got Al Golden as your defensive coordinator. What in the blue hell are you talking about?
I just don't know why. And listen, Nick Shook is right about the idea that a lot of these guys come in and they want their own people and they've been dreaming about this forever, so they're going to get their own guys. I just don't know if you're Dan Pitcher why you'd have any argument with Jim Schwartz.
It's, and the same thing with Mike McDaniel. Like, part of what sunk Mike McDaniel in Miami was they had some bad defenses there. They had a lot of names. Guys like Bradley Chubb, Emmanuel Ogba was there for a hot minute. They've had plenty of names, but they didn't have a lot of production. Well, you've got it. Like, if I'm Mike McDaniel, you mean all I have to do is walk into this thing and call plays on offense and run the offense, and I get a guy that can hold down the defense? I think like Jim Schwartz.
But that's the dream. That's what Stefanski had. That was the dream.
I would just look at Jim Schwartz as like the ultimate best friend to have as a head coach,
exactly,
because he
right.
just takes care of a side of the ball. Like, and again, like, it. Listen, if it comes down to you get John Harbaugh or you don't for Jim Schwartz, I'll probably have to side on the side of the head coach, right? Like, I'll have to side with John Harbaugh, but I will be a little disgruntled with it. Anybody else? Hey, you can. Hey, who's your OC? Who's your O-line coach? You choose those things. But, like, whether it's McDaniel or Dan Pitcher or Grant Yudinski or, honestly, even Brian Flores, like, with love and respect, Brian, I'm not hiring you to coordinate a defense. I'm hiring you to win games. So we're going to keep Jim Schwartz in there. We're going to keep the wide nine off defense in there. And then you figure everything else out.
I just, if it's not broke, don't fix, you know, don't mess with it. I feel like it's the type of thing that just makes so much sense to us. But when you get in these spots, they dream their whole lives for this. And so they want some more power. They want more control. And some people are stubborn about it. But if it was me, I'd be like, just give me the defensive coordinator. That's awesome.
Wait. So you're telling me the defense was like top 10 last year, and that Myles Garrett, the guy who's like the face of the defense, is incredibly happy with that defensive coordinator? Well, I think I'm going to need a whole new defense. Can we run the 1-5?
This is why I thought guys like Dan Pitcher would be in play. Is because guys like Dan Pitcher don't get to come with any high expectations about who their defensive coordinator is. Like, if you're Grant Yudinski at 30 years old, you take whatever they give you.
Now, you're already out on Yudinski because
of
his face.
No, we're not up. Very punchable face. Also trust fund pace. It was very confusing to me what type of face he offered up, okay? But I've been reading a lot about him now, okay? I've been reading a little bit more about him, and I'm starting to become a little infatuated with him.
But here's the problem.
I'm starting to become a little... Now, there's one thing I don't believe, and I never believe this when I hear it. There's Kevin O'Connell claims that he's got a photographic memory.
Uh-huh.
I never believe that when people say it. I think I just...
Do they need to prove it like McVay?
I want him to prove it. McVay did it in a ridiculous way.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I tend to think most people that think they have a photographic memory are lying about it, and they don't actually have a photographic memory. If Grant Yudinski actually does have one, well, Keller me impressed.
Yeah,
that's a parlor trick I want to sign up for. But I like his introductory.
Does that make you a great head coach?
His introductory press conference.
He can remember every loss in great detail.
But his introductory press conference, I need somebody to ask him about a very, very random play from like 7 years ago or something and see where his recall is.